I think, that the tape was about to run out as I was about to ask you what you break the ground up with finer after you plow.
Well, now, some people use a harrow.
Did you ever hear of anything called a gee-whiz?
No, I didn't.
I think it's a type of harrow, but then again, it's off, out of my line. What would you call an X-shaped frame that you might lay a log across or a board across to saw it?
X-shaped. All I can think of is a horse, and I know that isn't what you
What mean. Is a horse? Because I think that's my next question.
Well, a horse has a piece across the top, and then on each end it has...
It's A-shaped.
Okay.
Would you call it a sawhorse?
Yeah, you call it a sawhorse.
Sawhorse is what I call it, but you don't have a name for an X-frame.
No.
Okay. How about what you straighten your hair with, a comb or a...
Well, what comes to my mind is probably a comb or a brush, but that is...
Yeah, that's the word I wanted. And if you're going to do that, you say, I'm going to...
Comb and brush my hair.
Yes. And you would sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
Strap. Stripe is what people called it.
Oh, okay. Is it the same thing, you just pronounce it two different ways?
That's right. It's exactly the same thing, but men called them stripes.
What would you sharpen a little knife on?
A whetstone.
Okay. And how about a great big thing that turns around for an axe?
I know it's a grinding stone, but that it needs to have something else, and that's looks like a big cement stone. Axe grinder, but that still isn't right.
Is that the same thing as an emery wheel?
It probably is, but that is probably the more refined name for it.
I don't really know what that is. It's just a term that sometimes comes up. Grindstone is what I call it. Oh, let's see. And then what would you put in a revolver? Not a bullet, but a...
Shotgun shell.
Or this is in a revolver. You would say they're not using live ammunition, they're firing blank...
Blank,
Cartridges. And how about a piece of playground equipment where children would get one on each end and go up...
Seesaw.
And if they're playing on that, you say they're doing what?
Seesawing.
Do you have, in your part of the country, and you might, because this is a South Georgia term, a kind of playground equipment where it's anchored at one end, no, it's anchored at both ends, and you jump up and down in the middle?
Well, that sounds like a trampoline, but that's such a new term.
Well, no, this is an old homemade kind of thing. It's just a board. Fixed at both ends, and they jump up and down in the middle. It's the same principle, I'm sure.
I'm not familiar with that.
Did you ever hear of a joggling board or a jump board?
Possibly a jump board, but not much.
I know they've heard of it in Macon, because I have a friend in Macon who gave the term. Oh, let's see them. If there were a plank anchored in the middle, and you get on the end and go around, what's that?
I'm sorry, I don't believe that I can.
Do you know the term flying, Jenny?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that is?
I would think that would be what it was, yes.
How do you say it?
Flying Jenny.
Okay, is there another name for it?
Not that I'm familiar with.
What do they call it at amusement parks where you get on the little horses and go around?
Merry-go-round.
Okay.